This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 403 for Tuesday, May 25th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are trading to both sides of unchanged Tuesday morning, with a sharp rise in the old crop July contract and a mixed tone in the more deferred positions. Canola up $29.90, nearly its daily limit in July at $913.10 per ton. New crop November only up 20 cents at $707. That front month has seen some wide price swings over the past few weeks as investors on both sides of the market take turns exiting and rolling their positions into the more active new crop months. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil did provide underlying support for canola today as activity resumed in the Canadian oilseed after the market was closed yesterday for Victoria Day. Much-needed rainfall across dry areas of western Canada over the long weekend did pressure values, but more moisture will be needed through the growing season. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, wheat mixed, and corn mostly lower. Soybeans up 8 cents in the July contract at $15.31 per bushel, seeing a correction after recent losses. The U.S. soybean crop was 75% seeded as of this past Sunday. That compares with the five-year average of only 54% done. While the relatively favorable Midwestern seeding weather did pressure values, a sharp rise in world vegetable oil markets was supportive, with palm oil up 3.5% on the day. Corn, meanwhile, is mostly lower, July down 11 cents at $6.46 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was 90% seeded in the latest USDA report. That compares with the average for this time of year of 80% done. Emergence is also 10 points ahead of normal at 64%. Dryness in Brazil does continue to cut into the yield prospects for the second corn crop there, with private forecasters cutting their production estimates. Wheat, it's mixed, with gains in spring wheat and losses in the winter wheats. Minneapolis up 4 cents in July at $6.89 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents in July at $6.12 per bushel. Chicago wheat down 2 cents in the July contract at $6.60 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat crop was 94% seeded in the latest report. That's well ahead of average, with 66% of the crop emerged. Winter wheat in the good to excellent category did decline slightly on the week, now at 47%, and that was supportive, but recent rains across the wheat belt helped ease those any concerns. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 25th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.